Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. We saw a headline today that made my jaw drop. Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy are creating new records, and this time the numbers are just, they're astronomical. $42 billion?
It's wild, John. We're talking about nothing less than the industrialization of Bitcoin accumulation. Saylor isn't just buying the dip anymore, he's built a financial superweapon. The big news being approval of a massive ATM at the market equity issuance capacity. $21 billion for MSTR and another $21 billion for their stretch program.
That's huge. Let's break that down for the listeners. Usually, when a company issues that much equity, the bear starts screaming about dilution. Why is this different?
Because Saylor has turned MicroStrategy into a publicly traded Bitcoin acquisition organism. Most companies sell software or chairs or widgets. Saylor sells equity to buy a finite, thermodynamically perfect asset. Here's a mind-blowing stat for you. In 2026 so far, Strategy are accumulating Bitcoin 49 times faster than they were during the 2022 bear market. They're currently buying about 7,649 Bitcoin per week.
Wait, I always thought that if the price of Bitcoin goes up, a company can buy less of it because it's more expensive. But here, it's actually the opposite.
It's counterintuitive, right? We ran the numbers on over 100 acquisition windows. There's a positive correlation. As Bitcoin's price rises, MicroStrategy actually buys more Bitcoin. For every 10% Bitcoin goes up, they've historically bought 12.2% more Bitcoin per week. Why? Because a higher price increases their creditworthiness and opens bigger windows for capital raising. It's a flywheel that feeds on itself.
So while the bears are clutching their spreadsheets, Saylor's basically playing a game of terminal accumulation. But what about the macro side? There's been a lot of geopolitical tension lately with the situation in Iran. How is that playing into this?
This is where it gets crazy. Since the geopolitical stress ramped up in late February, gold actually erased $5.4 trillion in market cap in just 3 weeks. Meanwhile, Bitcoin gained $90 billion. There's a historical pattern where Bitcoin follows gold bull runs, and some think we are on the precipice of a face-melting run back over 100K.
That's a bold claim given the turmoil of the last 6 months.
It is, although JP Morgan analysts were saying Bitcoin should have been at 170K months ago. The supply is tightening, and Saylor is coming for every available coin, not to mention BlackRock. The message is simple. Own Bitcoin now, or you'll eventually have to rent exposure by buying MSTR because there won't be enough left for you to own directly.
Now that's a call to action if ever I heard one.
Exactly. So the final takeaway is simple. Strategy, the company, gets stronger as Bitcoin rises, and Bitcoin gets scarcer as Strategy gets stronger. If you wait until it's obvious to everyone, the opportunity is gone.
Powerful stuff for those looking to get ahead in their digital business.
Definitely. As ever, the DBM Academy team are on hand to support you every step of the way, especially as we continue our work to consolidate our existing positions, realize gains in cash flow before carefully allocating into our Bitcoin stacks, while all the while slipstreaming the biggest Bitcoin flywheel company out there. Flywheels within flywheels, if you will. Learn more about this model in the DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series, as Module 8, coming up next month, is all about institutional-level Bitcoin and how they play a part in our digital businesses. See the show notes to access, and see you next time.